Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Martin Gilbert, one of the best-known British historians of the 20th century, turns his attention in The Somme Heroism and Horror in the First World War to one of the conflict's most searing and consequential battles. The Somme has become a symbol of industrialized warfare, mass casualties, and the stubborn determination of armies and societies locked into a war of attrition. Gilbert frames the battle not only through plans, tactics, and statistics, but through the lived reality of those who fought and endured it, infantrymen crossing open ground, medical staff overwhelmed by the scale of wounds, commanders grappling with imperfect information, and families absorbing the shock of loss. By weaving the broader narrative of 1916 with close attention to individual experience, the book offers a textured account of how a single offensive could combine genuine courage and comradeship with fear, confusion, and devastation. It is both a military history and a human story about endurance under extreme conditions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why the Somme happened strategy, pressure, and the logic of attrition. A central topic in Gilbert's account is the strategic context that produced the Somme offensive in 1916. The battle did not arise from a single dramatic decision, but from a convergence of Allied needs and constraints that demand to relieve pressure on other fronts, the belief that a sustained offensive could wear down German strength, and the political necessity of showing momentum after prolonged stalemate. The Somme, therefore, becomes a case study in the First World War's brutal logic, where leaders measured success not only by ground gained but by the enemy's losses and the preservation of Allied cohesion. Gilbert highlights how planning was shaped by limited intelligence, technological limits, and the assumption that artillery could sufficiently destroy defenses and cut wire. The gap between expectation and battlefield reality matters because it reveals why commanders persisted even when early outcomes were catastrophic. Understanding this context helps readers move beyond simplified narratives of folly or inevitability. It clarifies how the battle was embedded in coalition warfare, inter-Allied commitments, and the broader tempo of 1916, when the war's demands repeatedly forced choices between terrible options rather than clean solutions. Secondly, the human experience in the trenches: fear, courage, and daily survival. Gilbert's portrayal of the Somme emphasizes that the battle was lived minute by minute by soldiers whose world was defined by mud, noise, exhaustion, and uncertainty. This topic focuses on what combat and waiting did to the body and mind, the strain of constant shellfire, the terror of going over the top, and the numbing routine of carrying supplies, repairing positions, and tending to injured comrades. Heroism appears not only as dramatic acts under fire, but as persistence in conditions that steadily eroded morale and physical health. Gilbert's approach draws attention to the variety of participants, including volunteers and conscripts, seasoned regulars and newcomers, officers and enlisted men, each experiencing the same landscape differently. The Somme also exposes the fragility of control in modern battle, where carefully prepared plans could dissolve in smoke, broken communications, and the simple difficulty of moving across cratered ground. By stressing personal experience alongside operational events, the narrative encourages readers to consider how small decisions, chance, and endurance shaped outcomes. The result is an understanding of the Somme as a human ordeal as much as a military operation, where survival itself was often the defining achievement. Thirdly, weapons and tactics: artillery, machine guns, and the problem of breakthrough. Another important topic is the interaction between technology and tactics on the Somme, especially the dominance of artillery and machine guns, and the persistent challenge of achieving a breakthrough. Gilbert explores how pre-battle bombardments were expected to neutralize defensive systems, yet often fell short due to dugouts, resilient wire, and the difficulty of accurately targeting positions across a complex front. When infantry advanced, they met interlocking fields of fire that could inflict enormous casualties within minutes. This dynamic helps explain why the Somme became emblematic of attrition. Even localized gains demanded repeated attacks, careful consolidation, and further bombardment, all while the defenders adapted. The book also points to the broader learning curve of 1916, as armies experimented with creeping barrages, improved coordination, and the integration of new methods that sought to reduce exposure in open ground. The Somme thus illustrates how tactical evolution occurred under pressure, with innovations emerging from necessity rather than from perfect foresight. By tracing these developments, Gilbert shows that the battle was not static slaughter alone, but also a grim laboratory where modern combined arms thinking began to take shape, even as human cost remained staggering. Fourthly, medical care, wounds, and the aftermath of battle. Gilbert gives sustained attention to the consequences of fighting that extended far beyond the front line, making medical response and suffering a major theme. The Somme generated casualties on a scale that strained evacuation routes, aid posts, field hospitals, and surgical capacity. This topic addresses how wounded men were found, carried, stabilized, and transported, often under ongoing fire and in difficult terrain. It also highlights the emotional burden placed on stretcher bearers, nurses, doctors, and chaplains who confronted overwhelming need and limited resources. The book underscores that survival frequently depended on timing, luck, and logistical efficiency as much as on medical skill. Beyond physical injuries, the battle intensified awareness of psychological trauma, even if contemporary terminology and treatment were uneven. The aftermath also included the bureaucratic and familial dimensions of lost notifications, missing persons, and the uncertain fate of those whose bodies were never recovered. By examining the medical and humanitarian side of the sum, Gilbert broadens the reader's view of what a battle does to a society. Combat is shown not as a self-contained event, but as a chain of consequences reaching from shell holes to hospitals and then to homes, reshaping lives long after the guns moved on. Lastly, memory, meaning, and the sum in national consciousness. The sum endures as more than a 1916 campaign. It is a powerful element in how the First World War is remembered, particularly in Britain and across the Commonwealth. Gilbert examines how the battle's scale and symbolism contributed to narratives of sacrifice, loss, and contested leadership. This topic explores why the Somme became a reference point for debates about generalship, the ethics of attrition, and the relationship between individual courage and institutional decision-making. The battle's commemorative landscape, including cemeteries and memorials, reinforces a collective memory shaped by grief and reverence. Yet memory is not fixed. It is influenced by later wars, cultural representations, and changing historical interpretations. By situating the Somme within broader remembrance, Gilbert invites readers to consider how nations process mass death and how historical events become moral touchstones. The theme also emphasizes that understanding the Somme requires holding multiple truths at once: the genuine bravery of participants, the horror of mechanized killing, the limited options perceived by commanders, and the enduring impact on communities. In presenting the Somme as both history and legacy, the book helps readers see why this battle continues to matter, not only for military historians, but for anyone concerned with how societies interpret trauma and responsibility. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want a serious, accessible account of the Somme that balances operational history with the realities faced by individuals. Military history enthusiasts will appreciate the strategic frame and the explanation of how tactics and technology shaped outcomes, while general readers will find value in the focus on human endurance, suffering, and the social reach of casualty on an immense scale. It can benefit a reader's life by sharpening historical empathy and critical thinking. The Somme forces reflection on leadership under uncertainty, the limits of planning, and the way large systems turn personal lives into statistics. Gilbert's emphasis on both heroism and horror encourages a mature understanding of courage that is compatible with grief and moral complexity. Compared with many books that lean heavily either toward high-level command narratives or toward isolated personal stories, this work aims to connect the two, showing how decisions translated into lived experience, and how experiences, in turn, shape memory. It is worth buying for readers seeking a coherent synthesis from a respected historian, presented in a way that illuminates why the Somme became a defining symbol of the First World War and a continuing reference point for discussions of sacrifice and cost. If you would like to support Martin Gilbert, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.